Here we are, Cal Banyan at Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. I'm doing an all Cal episode, a single all by myself solo Cal episode here on CalBanyan.com. If you're watching this video or listening to this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now because on CalBanyan.com, that's the home of these podcasts, these videos, and right below here, down there, you know, we've got additional text that supports the podcast. We got links, we got graphics, all that kind of stuff. And over here, we have links to other stuff that's going on the site, like finding out about, oh gosh, just all the stuff that this particular website holds for you. Let me introduce myself. I'm Cal Banyan. I am a hypnotherapist, consulting hypnotist, author, trainer, developer of the 5-Path Hypnosis System and 7-Path Self Hypnosis. And I'm just so excited to be here with you folks today. I'm sorry Meredith is not here. We were hoping to have Meredith here, but she's had a family emergency. And so I'm going to do a couple of podcasts all by myself so that she can have the time to relax and take care of whatever needs to be taken care of with her family. And then she'll be back for episode 300. If my calculations are correct, this is like episode 298, and I will also do episode 299, and then we will be at our 300th episode with Meredith Locker. I wonder what she's got in store. She's been running some ideas by me, and I'm like, sure, let's do whatever you want. So come back in a couple weeks and find out. All right, so what have I got for you today? I'm thinking about as soon as I came into the office today, one of the hypnotherapists that work here at our office, she's just bubbly. She's just so excited. And I say, what's happening? And she says, I just have to share something with you. And I said, well, cool, share away. And she started telling me about how excited she is to have discovered the work that we do. You see, she was a talk therapist. She was a talk therapist, just like Meredith was and I was, and somehow she came over to the side of hypnotherapy, and she is just blowing her own mind at how well the 5-path and 7-path processes work. She's talking about how in just 1 month she's had so much success that she never could have had if she had used conventional counseling or social work or psychological techniques. She's just blowing her mind. And she says, Cal, we have just got to get this into the colleges and the universities. And I'm going, amen. I'm saying, yes, we really need to do that. If you work at a college or university and you're open to somehow adding 5-path or 7-path or hypnotherapy, the real powerful work that we do, into the curriculum somehow, or even having a course that would wind up being a minor or something like that in hypnotherapy, I just think it would be a tremendous service to not just your profession, but to humanity, what we're able to do. And I was telling her, I says, you know, you're having all this great success. You went to class, you got certified with me, and then you went right over from my classroom, which is right over there, to right over to our more clinical area where our hypnotherapists see clients. And, you know, just hit the ground running. You can really take what you learn from class and do some almost magical things with it. And so, gosh, wouldn't it be great if counselors, nurses, social workers, psychologists, in addition to getting their regular degrees and curriculum, which, by the way, helps a lot of people, okay? But if they could get a minor in hypnotherapy, and especially particularly a structured approach like 5-path, which is so easy, much easier to research and validate than some kind of floaty, fuzzy kind of approach to doing hypnosis. So she's blowing her own mind, and I kind of just got through talking to her, and so I wanted to mention it to you that let me just say one other thing, that I said, yeah, you know what? The people that come to see us, They've tried everything else. They've tried the self-help program, the counselor, the social worker, the psychologist. And when nothing works, then they come to see us. And she says, yes, she's right now going to start talking with some people who run and work at a counseling center about them sending some of their tough clients to see her. And I'm saying, yeah, see, there you go. We work with, adult warning, language warning here, creme de la crap. And by that I mean the hardest cases. And so the fact that we consistently get results with these hard cases is just amazing. Okay. So have you gotten started yet? That's one of the things I want to talk to you about in this podcast is, have you gotten started yet? And, you know, there are literally thousands and thousands of people out there that have failed at everything else. And they are frustrated, and they have given up, and they've quit trying. And what the hypnotherapist offers is something different. When you are frustrated and you've quit trying, and as like from the client's point of view or potential client's point of view, they need to hear about something different. If they didn't have luck with counseling and someone says, hey, you need to go back to counseling, they don't get too excited about that. They just get more frustrated. If they are in psychotherapy, talk, 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 and that didn't help them, then they say, hey, you need to go back. Someone says, hey, you need to go back and see the psychologist. They just throw up their hands and say, it didn't do any good for me anyway. And so, but they say, hey, I hear that there is this hypnotherapist in town, uses hypnosis, and has helped a whole bunch of people. Would you be willing to give them a call and ask about it? They go, okay, that's something new. I'll give that a try. So there's really thousands and thousands of people out there who are frustrated, but when they hear that there's something else available that they haven't tried, then they will have that spark of hope that they can maybe accomplish something by seeing you. And when you really get good, you become a one percenter, the best of the best in the profession. You really master the techniques that are taught in 5-PATH. Powerful direct suggestion, powerful inductions, powerful testing and convincing techniques, age regression to cause, age progression to create a mental expectancy and test the work you've been doing, parts work such as forgiveness of self, forgiveness of others, and parts mediation work. When you do that, then what happens is people will come from all across the country and all around the world to see you. I mean, that happens at our office all the time. I'm seeing someone right now that is from another country thousands of miles away. I'm not going to give away any time, but that happens all the time. We see people, all of our therapists here see people from different states in the United States. So it's time to ask yourself, what do I need to get started? If you're a 5-PATHer and you haven't started, then take a look at yourself. What do you need to do? If it's a matter of that you're not a confident person, start using what you learned in class with 7-PATH and start working on your confidence. If it's just been too long and now you're kind of shaky on the coursework, either 5-PATHers or anyone that's gone through any course, talk to your instructor. Maybe they'll let you sit through the class again or let you sit through the class for a reduced fee. Now, we let our graduates go through the class a second time for free within 1 year. Why do we do that? Because we realize that sometimes you set a schedule. You say, I'm going to take a class and we get certified at such and such a date. I'm going to open up an office on this date and date and marketing. And then something happens. Something happens, your spouse's job changes, whatever it is. And you're not able to start up when you want to. And then all that good information starts falling out of your head. Well, talk to your instructor. If you're one of my students, talk to me. Let's get you back into class, get you Zooming again. If you went through class with one of our trainers, certified professional hypnosis trainers, Banyan trainers, talk to your trainer and see if they'll let you go through the class again. And if you're trained by someone else and you're feeling like you've been away from the course, you need to brush up, then do that. Go through the course again. I mean, gosh, if the trainer has a school like we do and classrooms and stuff like that, then it's no big deal so long as there's space to pluck one more person in the class. So they should feel really good about that. So please think about getting started, because there's people out there that are waiting for you, waiting for you to get started and make a difference in their lives. You do that, and their family will come to you, and their family can be spread across the state, across the country, around the world, and you will make a difference. You can be a lifesaver. I've had so many clients who were suicidal before I saw them, and what happens is they can just be in so much pain and so have so little hope. And you, just by virtue of being a different approach to anything else that they've tried, can give them that spark of hope where they're willing to try again. All right. By the way, let me just tell you that, because I usually mention this at the beginning of the program, but I just kind of wanted to get rolling, and that is we have a class coming up starting October 29th, looking down at my monitor here, October 29th through November 9th, and I'll leave a link below so that you can click and get more information about that. That's going to be at Hours Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California. And we're also busily making up our new schedule for next year. And we'll let you know as soon as that is out. This podcast won't be posted until 2 weeks after I've recorded it, or maybe a week. And we may already have all of our training schedule here on calbanion.com. Just go right over there, and there's some links up there in our navigation area, and click on, let me see here, we've got two links, NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, or the Week of Power Advanced Hypnosis Training. And you know what? You can get our schedule, and there's always discounts for early registration. All right. Now, let me talk briefly about something that hypnotherapists don't like to talk about, and that is tough love. Tough love. Tough love in working with clients. You see, some clients are going to try to skate through the whole process. They want to change, but they kind of want you to do it for them. They want you to take out your hypno wand and boink them on the head. Boink, boink. And you know what? They think they're going to be better. They think you're like the stage hypnotist that says, cluck like a chicken, and they cluck like a chicken, okay? And you have some kind of immediate but forever lasting influence without them trying at all. And what we want to get them to know is that they have to put in more than the hypnotist. Now, tough love. The first part of tough love is you have to find something about the client to love. Because without the love part, you're just being tough. You've got to actually care about your clients in order for the client to respond properly to the toughness that you're going to give them. So you have to build that relationship. You have to care about them. And it's not so much behavior. We're not NLP type people. I'm not an NLP-er, neuro-linguistic programming person. I don't do it by modeling. I don't watch people who care about people and then act like I care about people. What I do is I actually care about the clients. And so you, when you're talking to them in the very beginning, you've got to find something that makes you care about that person. That person may be very different from you or very different from the kind of people that you would hang around with or associate with. But you got to get their background, and you got to talk to them, and you got to find something to love. Once you've got that and you really care about them, then they will feel it. The right behaviors and the right tone will be in your voice. You don't have to fake it. And once you've got that connection, then you can be tough with them. And I recently had a client where I had to be a little bit tough with that client. And that kind of inspired me to talk about it in this podcast. So sometimes you have to say, you know, I feel like I'm doing most of the work. How bad do you want this? On a scale of 1 to 10, how badly do you want this? Okay, and you got to get them in that, you know, 9.8 to 10. They have to really, really want it, because hypnotherapists like myself that do age regression work and parts work, we're going to go into some painful situations in their subconscious mind and attempt to neutralize them and provide insight. And unless they really, 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 really want to change, they're not going to tolerate the painfulness of the process. So be willing to let them know that they need to be kicking in. They need to be working hard. I tell them, all I need from you is to give it all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your emotions. Kick it totally in. I cannot guarantee that this will work, but I know that the probability of you getting what you want when you came into this office goes up exponentially when you want it, when you're willing to take chances, where you're willing to be all in mentally, physically, emotionally. Okay. And so if that's true, they should be working harder than you. If you ever feel like you're doing most of the work, then you need to have a little talk with them and tell them, I feel like I'm doing most of the work. I feel like you need to kick in. How badly do you want this? How on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you think you've been putting in, with 0 being no effort and 10 being the absolute most effort you could ever put into anything? And if you get like a 6 or a 7, then you say, hey, we need to kick it up. I need like a 9.5 or a 10. And so you need to get the person invested in the process. Get them invested so that they will go into a deep level of hypnosis when guided with a proper kind of induction, and so that they can pass those tests for the deep levels of hypnosis and then truly revivify in an age regression and truly go where those feelings, as we time tunnel or affect bridge back to where these problems started. And they need to dig deep within the adult aspect of themselves and say the words that earlier, younger aspect of themselves that we've regressed to need to hear. And they need to do it like they were the uncle or the auntie or the big brother of that little one who cares about them and loves them and would do anything for them. So they need to be invested in the process. And you have to really, really desire the change in a big way. I've got a couple other notes here. Some things that you can do to get them also invested in the process is have them pay up front. It's not a restaurant where you eat the meal and then pay, and if the waiter did a good job, you give them a tip. Okay. What you do is you have them pay up front so they come in invested in the process. Have them do homework. One thing about when you get a reputation and people fly in from long distances, or even if that's not the case and they are so desiring the change and they know that nothing else has worked and they've tried a number of different things, then you've got what's called leverage. And when you have that kind of leverage, you can just tell them, if you're going to see me, I'm going to have you do this, 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 and this. That's the way it is. And so I have them read my book on the secret language of feelings, because I want them to understand how emotions drive behavior and how they can respond to those emotions in a satisfying way. I also tell them, you're going to be doing self-hypnosis every day as we go through this process. That's going to make what we do in the sessions together much more powerful. And when we get done, you will have learned a tool that you can use to work on anything you want in the future. So have them pay up front, doing homework, buying suggested reading materials. You see, when they do all of this, they have something to lose. Some people, when they come in with their problem, they might be miserable, but they've kind of learned and compensated, learned how to live with the problem and have compensated them, not compensated, have, well, compensated for it. They've managed to get along with that problem. So you need to get them as invested as possible in the process with time, money, and effort. And when they do that, they've really got something to lose. And you've got to let them know, in no uncertain terms, that if they're not willing to do it your way, it is the highway. You see, because you only have so many tools at your disposal, you don't know how to help them anyway except your way. And if they start saying, I want to do this, and I don't want to do that, and don't do this thing with me, and I'd prefer you to say, look, you know what? I'm the hypnotherapist here. I'm the one that knows how to get success. If you know how to get success, you wouldn't be here. And you have to be willing to let the client go. If they're not willing to invest, if they don't have a high degree of desire to change, and if they want to run your sessions. Okay. Boy, that's it. 20 minutes flies when you're having fun. I'm so looking to have Meredith back. And for our 300th episode, that'll be the episode after next, because, gosh, it's hard to do these solo all-Cal episodes because I don't get to have a sip of coffee or anything like that. I always do that while my co-host is talking. Hey, I want to see you in class. I want to see you at the NGH convention in August. I want to see you at the Solid Gold weekend in Las Vegas. I want to see you on the website if you're an NGH member, nghnetwork.com. All right, that's enough for now. I just want to see you. If you see me on the street or if you see me at a convention or whatever, please say hello. Let me know that you are a listener or a viewer. And hey, friend us or like us on facebook.com/hypnosisetc because we're always posting interesting stuff. Today, I posted an article on there that's kind of bad-mouthing stage hypnotists, and I don't totally agree with the author. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing out.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.